try to put it in terms that will perhaps make my point more clear. We need a combination of Sparta and Essens, to be Sparta from the outside and Essens from the inside. Tough as nails, or an American term that I like very much, meaner than a junkyard dog, when it comes to defending ourselves against the barbarians that surround us, on the one hand, and at the same time, repeat, at the same time, maintain an essence of an open-minded, pluralistic society that not only starts up as pluralistic, but is willing to become more and more pluralistic every decade, as we have been since the establishment of the State of Israel and until now. And after you do that, which is by far the most important, this is the bread and butter, now comes something that we can do. Let me give a few examples. I mean, trying to change what we can change after accepting what we cannot change. To democratize the Middle East, this strange vision of Shimon Peres of a new Middle East where everybody is a Democrat and so on, this we cannot do. Here I want to adopt the serenity prayer. God, give me the serenity to accept what I cannot change, give me the courage to change what I can and must change, and give me the wisdom to separate the one from the other. I'm here as the representative of wisdom, trying to say what is possible, what is not possible. To improve the Middle East, we can't. To make the Middle East peaceful, we can't. To bring peace between Israel and the Arabs, we can't, for a simple reason. Look at what Arabs do to each other. Look how they treat their own brothers. Do you expect them to treat the Jews better than they treat their own brothers, who speak the same language, who have the same religion, who enjoy the same things, who very often have similar, if not identical, political ambitions? And they still kill each other on a major scale. And by the way, not just in the last 5 years. They've been doing it since the very beginning of the Arab states. It only came out on the surface in the last 5 years. What do you expect them to bring peace? So forget about peace. It's very nice. Peace is also nice. I want to quote my grandmother here. She was a great strategist. And she used to say, it's better to be rich, healthy, and young than sick, old, and poor. So if we also get peace, I'm for it. I'm not against it. That's fine. But peace and the Middle East are words that don't fit into the same sentence. One day the Messiah will come or come again, and we will enjoy the resurrection, and many other beautiful things. I don't know, so many people that I don't want to see again, but okay, I can live with it when it comes. I will find a way to live with it somehow. But what we need to do is to focus on what we can do, and what we can do is to use enormous opportunities that we have and to create new ones with bold initiatives. And let me give you a number of examples, again, in the Middle East, inside Israel, vis-a-vis the United States, vis-a-vis Europe. First of all, in the Middle East, something that we are already doing. We have today better relations with the more responsible elements in the Middle East than we've ever had. Let me put it this way. Until recently, Sisi in Egypt trusted two people, his mother and an Israeli general. Now his mother died, okay? And we have intimate relations with the Egyptians. Egypt is by far the most important Arab country. It's something that has tremendous significance in the region. We have very good relations with the Egyptians, with the Jordanians, with elements in the Gulf. We have an identity of interests with the Saudis when it comes to foreign policy. We are basically in a good situation. When you look at what is happening inside Israel, and I consider the Palestinian issue not an international issue, because whatever we do on the international scene, we will not get any benefits from it. But I'm advocating for many years, and maybe now is the possibility when we have an American president who's not obsessed with pleasing the Palestinians, to unilaterally get out of the overwhelming majority of the West Bank, not because we don't have a right to be there, we have, not because the Palestinians deserve it, they don't, not because it brings peace, it won't, but because we don't want to cohabitate with the Palestinians. We don't want it, and I think the majority of Israelis don't want it. Not because it is not important from a strategic point of view to sit there, not because the rights and wrongs say that we shouldn't or should do that, but simply because we need all our energies in order to do nation building and not to care for Palestinians. I think what we did in the Gaza Strip is very effective. The fact that we have more terrorism, we have Arab neighbors, we will have terrorism, it's a given. The only question is the Israeli society stronger with Gaza or without Gaza, with most of the West Bank or not? And I think that what we can do is leave the Israeli army there for a while. If one day you have an Arab army that is willing to take over the Jordanian or the Egyptian, we can do it. At least this is something I would explore. And I think that it's a possibility. Another thing, the Americans want to pivot to Asia. I don't think that it's bad for Israel, I think it's good. The United States should not have a massive presence in the Middle East. And so if they want to support Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia against the radicals, but not be present there themselves, it can help. So a different policy from what we are pursuing today, but with the same logic of the policy that we are pursuing today, can be done. We have not only new problems, we have new opportunities. What we can do and must do in the United States is see to it that, again, the tremendous support of the American people to Israel remains and goes back to be bipartisan. We've had a problem recently where it focused exclusively on the Republicans. We can bring it back also to others in the United States. And I think that Israel can strengthen what is already very robust in the United States, namely the understanding that Israel is the only ally that the United States has that is at the same time, repeat, at the same time, strong, stable, responsible, pro-American, determined, and doesn't want American soldiers to fight for this particular ally. There is no other ally that provides this to the Americans. And when we strengthen this belief and you bring it together with the Israeli and American ethos that are so similar and so different from the European ethos, I think we can strengthen, even beyond the very good situation that we have today, our relations with the United States. Europe is not completely lost. I think that many are willing to reconsider issues that are taboo, but the problem is that trends in Europe, and I'll refer to it in a moment towards the conclusion of my presentation, trends in Europe are not very positive. We have a problem with polarization inside Europe. We have the EU in Brussels. We have many problems in the elite that will remain, but individual countries, such as Britain and Germany, who want to improve their relations with Israel, can do it now in an easier way because Europeans have lost a lot of their self-confidence, I'm delighted to say, because of problems that Europe is now facing. So what I would suggest is that we can keep our head, even when many in the Middle East and Europe are losing theirs and blaming it on us, and let me explain why. Not because the problems are not becoming worse. Problems are becoming worse, but Israel is getting stronger faster than the problems become greater. Let me explain this element. A dumb optimist says, I want things to get better. A smart optimist says, I want to get stronger faster than things get worse. And things get worse. It's the Middle East. And I can also say at the moment, and I hope not for a very long time, things are getting worse. It's Europe. But the question is, are we getting stronger in the balance of power? are we getting stronger so that we can do it faster than things are getting more difficult? And I think that we are there. In the Middle East, the alliances that we have and the weaknesses that Arabs have more than